Mishnah Zion, we still are now off topic Kriyashma. The halacha is when you're mourning someone, so you mourn, halachically mourn as an onan or an avel, only your krovim, only your relatives, those Zion, those seven relatives. So it says, Ukishemes Tavi Avdo, when Tavi, his servant, when the servant of Rabban Gamliel named Tavi died, Kiba loved Tanchuman. He accepted condolences. I'll explain what that means technically in a minute. But the Gemara in many places said Tavi was like sort of a very special guy. It calls him a Talmud Chacham in Sukkah. Says that he'd be fitting to get smicha elsewhere, like in Yoma. So he was, Tavi wasn't just a regular guy. He was a Talmud Chacham, but he was an Eved. But Derech Klal, when the Torah uses Eved, it's referred to an Eved Kanani, which means a non-Jew who came to become an Eved, a servant for a Jewish person, and he gets milah and circumcised and also mikvah, and he becomes like a quasi-Jew, okay? But he's exempt, he's not really Jewish, he's like half-Jewish, for lack of a better term, and he's obligated in all the mitzvahs that women are obligated in, okay? I'm saying that because an Eved, that's an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, or Jewish servant, it's just full-blown Jew. End of story. It's just someone who's basically in, let's call it, debtor's prison. He couldn't pay his bills, so he ended up selling himself to the servitude, but could be any of us, full-blown Jew, with all the obligations of a full-blown Jew. Number one, forget the fact that Rabban Gamliel said you can't mourn for a slave, right? Forget the slave and accepting condolences for a slave, because it's just like lost property, so to speak. You don't mourn for anybody and except Tanchumen unless it's one of your Krovim, and he's not definite, not a Krov, not even Jewish. Okay, so first of all, he answered, so Amr Lo, Talmidav, his student said to him, Lola Maratana Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, She'ein Makablin Tanchumen ala Avadim? They said to him, didn't you teach us, you don't accept Tanchumen for an Eved? Amr Lem, he said, listen, Ein Tavi Avdi, my servant Tavi wasn't Kashar Kol Avadim, like other Avadim. Kusher, he was a Kusher. I told you Kusher, he's a special, extraordinary person. So, there's two questions on the table. The Gra answers, as only the Gra can, that there's two parts to his answer which answers both of them. The Gra says, Ein Tavi Avdi Kishar Avadim. That means that answering the first question, why would you mourn? The halach is you don't mourn for your Avadim. You're supposed to treat them just like, you know, you lost a car, you lost a horse. It's like, lost property, don't take it too personally. That's how Chazal looked at it. And he answered, he wasn't like a regular Eved. He had special status. More than that, he was a Kusher, Kushaya, which that's the second question. Why are you mourning someone who's not your relative? The Gra explains that the halacha is, it's appropriate, and the Mishnah's teaching it's appropriate, that when you lose a Talmud Chacham, a Kusher person, everyone should mourn for them. And therefore he was a special, and we've all lost something great here. So that was his answer to them. There's a Yerushalmi that says that a separate besides the Gra's answer, a separate answer from the Yerushalmi, which says that someone who's your student is like your son. Everyone knows the right, the Rashi there. So when you lose your own student, that's like losing a child, and you mourn. There's such a thing like that, just like losing your Rebbe, you mourn like a father because you're a Rebbe Mubchak for sure. So Tavi was like his son in that way, a close student. Therefore, again, that's another answer why he mourned.